This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is effing.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guy swimming across and big bags of stuff. It's drugs. Swimming across the river. Right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the rafts. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
Thank you. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on. We know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones. America can.
can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As you heard, ruffles and flourishes and hail to the chief. Donald Trump is now the 45th president of the United States. He was sworn in at noon Eastern time. We just played a clip of that swearing-in process at the beginning of the hour. We're going to go to our reporters, first to Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. Before we go to Alex, I just want to remind you that we have a President Trump 16x20 lithograph. 1995, you'll see that it's a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com. It is exclusive to InfoWars. This is done by the official RNC portrait artist, and I can tell you it is very detailed, a great-looking poster. I've seen the one that we have framed here in the hallway. That is a great-looking poster. And again, it's 1995, 16x20, limited edition, exclusive to InfoWars. And joining us now is Alex Jones from Washington, D.C. Alex?
Well, thank you, David. Yes, it's an amazing print. I'm shocked that the guy's a listener, a big fan, and very famous. He's the official, you know, guy that does it for the Republican Party. And, of course, the famous drawing of Ronald Reagan with a cowboy hat, that's him. But that's a side issue. I'm just going to take over here for about 10 minutes and hand the baton back to you guys, and I'm going to come in later in the 14-hour marathon broadcast with you guys. First off, let me just take a deep breath here and break down what just happened here today. Undoubtedly, this was providence. This was American destiny being invoked. This was Trump declaring the birthright of this republic that George Washington talked about, and that providence that started back in 1776. He invoked it. It was so historical. And I knew they were going to invoke it. It just came into my mind. And I knew, even though he hasn't given the speech, I haven't talked to Trump about this, I knew what was about to happen. And I said, I've got a tweet that they're going to reinvoke the birthright. I can just feel it, because that's really what this is. And then the media was asking me, even the New York Times, and the Twitter said, did you talk to Trump? How did you know it wasn't a speech somebody else did? And I said, no, this is Americana. You understand, we're reading the same book. It's the same spirit. So I will tell them when I've talked about with Trump, the spirit of America. Can you feel it rising? Trump feels it. He knows it. He loves it. He wants to serve the people and empower the people and have America be incredibly wealthy again and empower the globe. Back when we had 50% of the world's wealth just 30 years ago, we were sending more money to companies than we are now and more industry. Now all we send is corporate globalists or monopoly men. They do not want us to be prosperous. And so the message we heard in this speech has been my message for over a decade. I mean, longer than that. But this is Americanism versus globalism. So Trump isn't reading from my sheet of music. It's the sheet of music that's reality. And that's why it's so similar to what I say on the show and what you hear Trump say later. Okay, and yes, Trump obviously has listened to the show. He told me. But let's just move past all that. What really matters here is that the people are so awake. I mean, I'm not kidding. Every second person I walk by is a listener. I mean, it is blowing my mind. You've seen the live feeds. The amount of young people, the amount of teenagers that are listeners, this is indicative of the huge, incredible awakening that is happening on a planetary scale, not just here. So make no mistake, this revolution against globalism is something that belongs to the people. And Trump said that. This revolution is about you. You are what empowers it. You are the future. And we're going to get out of your way and let you have your destiny, have your dreams. And we understand America's special in that destiny, and that as America goes, the rest of the world goes. Washington envisioned all of this in his farewell address. He saw this in providence, in a vision. And now it's all come true. The enemy knew that. That's why they always invoke the occult. Invoke, don't talk about God or Christ. Don't talk about providence. Don't say, you know, America is great and all this stuff, to demoralize us not to have this birthright. It's why they teach you in school how horrible, you know, the idea of American providence and manifest destiny and all of this is. And talk about the problems and crimes associated. There's problems and crimes associated with any humans or any movement. But overall, the greater destiny to defeat tyranny worldwide and to stop a great evil in the future. And I believe it's going to be this republic in the future that defeats the entire world government, anti-human, eugenics-based technocracy system. So we're here. This is a giant victory for humanity. It is massive. And looking at Michelle and looking at Obama up on the Jumbotron, when they were singing the Star Spangled Banner, Obama, with that arrogant, smug feeling that he's better than everybody, looked like he was dying. He had a fixed smile. Michelle was frowning the entire time because these are cult members who were put in power by the globalists so that they could help destroy the country and divide the nation. They are absolutely evil and want poor people not to have a future. That's why he goes to Africa and says, you can't have cars or air conditioning. Because he is literally there to hurt poor people across the board, and they needed that face, though, as their cover to carry it out. Donald Trump right now is making hundreds of phone calls a day trying to get jobs into Detroit, trying to get jobs into Atlanta, trying to get jobs into all these places in the Midwest as well. Very, very, very exciting stuff is happening. This is just an incredible time to be alive, and I cannot stress to everybody how historical this is, because everything the New World Order's done has been designed to bring this country down, because they can't have a big, free, open, wealthy nation state with a big, fat, middle class, upwardly mobile people inside this impoverished, anti-human world government system they're establishing. The American system is too much competition for them. They admit that in the white papers. The British government 200 years ago wrote they couldn't compete with the American system. And again, the British now are throwing off globalism. They're throwing off these monopoly systems. So this is an incredible time to be alive. It is an amazing time to be alive. And it is, quite frankly, so humbling and stunning, the fact that we go through these crowds of people, of every race, color, and creed, are all just humans with red blood. This is breaking the will of the media that's trying to create racial division and trying to say that if you're not a white person, you can't, you know, have guns or private property or a future. You don't have the American birthright. You don't have a future of wealth. That's your enemy. That's racist. This is a cult programming to make people poor and make them the slaves of the globalists who all over the world will play different groups off against each other. With Ukraine, they'll play Catholic off against Orthodox. Or it's a country in Africa, they'll play the Christians off against the, you know, the animists or the Muslims, or vice versa. It's all divide and conquer because the elite are destroying nations and trying to make us poor. So America died, basically, in the last 2 years. It was a globalist program. Bush's and Clinton's behind it with criminal elements of the intelligence agencies. But America isn't just a person. Sure, a person doesn't get resurrected unless it's Jesus or Lazarus. But a country can come back from the dead. And America began to come back from the dead in the last few months. And now has come back to life. The Phoenix is coming up right now. And how powerful that Phoenix is, how incredible that destiny is up to us. We are what breathes life into the spirit, it into us. And the enemy knows everything's energy. You see, forget all the religious books and all the stuff you can hear from the preachers who are there to control the paradigm. The enemy wants to destroy our spirit, make us feel weak, so we don't take our birthright and destiny. We're taking the destiny in our hands. We're breathing life into it. And those devil worshippers out there, the enemy, Chuckie Schumer, devil worshipper, Obama, devil worshipper, it's well known. These are devil worshippers. What's a devil worshipper? They want to hurt other people. They want to be number one. They don't like seeing somebody succeed. Okay? What's somebody that wants prosperity and renaissance? They want wealth, a cornucopia. They're not jealous of somebody that's got a big house or a good-looking wife or vice versa. As long as you don't take something from me, I think your success is great. These people are devil worshippers, and what happened today was the chief executive invited God back in and said, the door's open, and they said to the people, the door's open now to you. If you want this birthright, if you want goodness, we've all got to be good. We've got to come together, and we've got to, whether you're black-hired white people, if you're, you know, white-hired black people, whatever, we got to come together about issues that we stand for and what we believe in and transcend all the control. The media pushed way too hard with all the race garbage. Now they're saying he's a Russian spy. Now they're saying they've got communiques with him and the Russians. And literally now, it's not just Maxine Waters. It's the New York Times now says that Putin actually told him Hillary was corrupted. That's right, America. You can't have your own ideas. You can't have a strong leader. The Russians are the reason Trump got elected. And everything comes from the Russians. Everybody knows that's BS. Nothing against the Russians, but we, Americans, there's a lot of stuff too. We come up with a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, give me a break. You don't think we can't come up with crooked Hillary? Hell, somebody with a lobotomy can come up with that. Don't be that smart to come up with a crooked Hillary. So this is history happening right now. I want to skip this network break, and David Knight and the crew can pop in whenever they want here. But I'm going to go get settled down in an office and just take a shower or something and just get on my knees and pray to God. I'll be honest with you. I want to get in a room by myself and hit my knees and start crying because this is so good. And I'm telling you, man, The evil's going to strike back. We got to be watching them. We got to be ready. But we know who they are. We know their plan. And I got to say it. It's been InfoWars. It's been InfoWars and you, the people. And our analysis has led the way as the blueprint battle plan to blow the hell out of them. I'll tell you, people always want me to take credit. I'm a humble person, but we need to take credit to know what we're doing is working. InfoWars and our guests and myself and you, the listeners, the eyes and ears on the ground, and Matt Drudge and all of us together are the InfoWar. We are the blueprint and the operating system that just kicked the New World Order's ass. We got it. It's America 2.0, supercharged, ready, coming, committed. And our spirit trumps yours 1,000 to 1, and our president's even got the name Trump. So get ready. Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Hey, once again in here. Hey, you guys feel the energy? Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. It's, hey, it's okay to love freedom. It's okay to believe. It's okay to be strong. Because here's the deal. We're not just getting hyped up by Trump and then feeling good. We have the tools. We have the means. We have the history. We got the pedigree. We got it all. Everybody here is America. And we, and as long as you see the globalists bring people in, turn them against America, we're going to be able to bring a lot of people in once they're not getting brainwashed as soon as they get here. Sir, it's an incredible time to be alive. Go ahead, sir.
I'm with Breitbart. What did you think of the speech, Jay? You really laid the wood to him.
He laid the wood to him, but he empowered the people and let them know you are this revolution. You are the victory. And he just brought what everything George Washington envisioned back, America 2.0, and just basically rebooted and launched the system. And it came out of there like a fiery phoenix, fire-breathing dragon. The globalists are crapping their drawers right now. This was pure Americana and trailblazing and science and vision and just absolutely empowering this country. Because under globalism, the decision was made to just shut us down and ship it overseas and parlay that into global power so some corporations could play God. But these corporations don't even have a vision or a spirit. It's just a bunch of empty guys up there claiming they're free market when they're not free market. They're about to see real free market. They're about to see the Republic get up off of its knees, and it's happening now. America was reborn today.
The spirituality of the speech, it was a very spiritual speech, unlike a lot of the rally speeches.
And I tweeted right before. I said he's going to invoke the providence. He's going to invoke the covenant. And he did it because that's the key. Listen. I didn't even be that much of a religious person until I got deeper in and studied these people. They all understand that they have to get God out, not let us feel empowered, not let us know about America's destiny, not teach what George Washington said. They need to kill that narrative because from their atheist or globalist view, from psychological view, it gives us a culture that unifies us. So they've been killing our culture, and then they've been bringing in this alien culture of everybody hating each other and fighting with each other and trying to bring us down, but then while they suck and sap our energy. So America... The second phase of slavery just fell today. Humans are trying to progress into the future. That's why they call themselves the progressives. They're the opposite. They're not the progressives. Yeah, exactly. They're regressives. That's what the Jacobin Party was about. And that's what the Democrats were called, was the Jacobin or French Revolution Party. They wanted to regress everything and basically set up their own new tyranny. What you're seeing here is the real Renaissance, and what you're seeing here is the real 1776.
The last thing, sir. The subtext of Senator Schumer's speech about going into battle, was that a call to arms to the left to keep fighting?
Yes, he was trying to get everybody to boo him so he could say, oh, I came and I was nice and they were mean to me.
But everybody slept through.
He was clearly putting the knife in, sorry, and like, trying to twist it. People didn't really take the bait. I caught myself trying to take the bait and went, no, he's trying to set us up. And then it just failed. It was just trying to bring back all this open old wounds. And
we're going
to
miss?
Yep. Big miss. Yeah, Donald Trump had a grand slam today. And Chucky Schumer, or Chucky Scammer, I mean, it was a total foul ball. He failed.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you so much.
Still on here.
All right. Yes, sir. God bless you. Anybody else want to get on TV, radio? Here, sir, come on in here. Sharp dress, fella.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
Marshall
McGill, we'll talk about it. Here, take over.
Hey, you know what? Today was the beginning of something new. We've been waiting for this for a long time. And, you know, the most important thing I saw today was that our president is putting back America first. We've been compromising. We've been putting everybody else second. We didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We were politically correct. And today our president says America There's nothing wrong with any other country putting themselves first. But we're going to put ourselves first. And we're going to focus on building our inner cities. We're going to focus on building our rural areas out west. We're going to be focusing on education. And most of all, what I got today was that our president says, we're going to put God first.
That's right.
And the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 30 that righteousness exalts a nation and sin brings it down.
That's it. He brought the power back here.
There you go. We can't do anything without God. And when we put God first, nothing will be impossible for us. So the most important thing it is today, out of all the different agendas and so forth, was putting God first. And if we seek God first, everything else will be added to it. So I'm encouraged today that we're starting over. I'm encouraged today that we're putting God first, and I believe this nation is going to see a quick turnaround. I'm not talking about years and years, but we're going to see the first year seems like he's been in office 10 years because God's hand is going to be on it. You watch what God says.
Stand there, I want to continue. Listen, it's not mumbo jumbo. They were very secret about the speech, but I could feel it when I was going in there. I said, I feel like Providence, and he's going to invoke God and bring God back in and ask us to accept God in, and that will just like fill the vacuum and push all this evil out. I mean, you take God out, evil pours in. You can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's about who you pursue. And wherever you pursue and wherever your aims are, that's where your energy and the power is going to come from. And if we put God first, like we're doing today, it's just the beginning. It's not right, it's going to happen. But when we begin to pursue God, you know, somebody said one time, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. And if you can't crawl, just look that way. And, you know, and when you turn your eyes that way, and God, he looks at us.
Pretty soon you can crawl.
There you go. Then you start walking. Then you start running. And then you begin to see changes. And I really believe that today, America has woken up. And you know what? Regardless of what your political party is or what you believe personally, morally, or whatever, but the fact is that we have to embrace democracy. America spoke, America won, and America has its country back.
Absolutely. And I want to warn the elite, even if they kill Trump, the spirit is us, as we kept saying. It's already been opened up. It's already rising. And they're not going to stop it. All the world countries are trying to get off from under the globalists. The globalists are very, very evil. And they're going to set up their world government that the Bible tells us about. These are evil people.
Yeah, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violence is taken by force. We can no longer be passive. We can no longer just sit back and watch our country go to hell. We can't do that. We've got to stand up for what is right. And we've got to take our positions as men and women of God, not just for us, but we're going to be judged by what happens to the generations behind us. So it's imperative that we take a stand for what is right. And we're going to have differences. We're going to have disagreements. We're not going to always go together on everything. But the most important thing that we can do is agree to disagree and then in peace seek the higher position of that particular principle or whatever we're debating on. But I honestly believe with all my heart that today America has taken the step. And you know what? It's not just America, but there are countries all around the world has been waiting on us to do this. But the Bible says in Romans 8, he says that the creation, they moan and groan, waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God, but it does not appear what they should be. There are people out there waiting for America to take its stand again, and they will support us. But this divisiveness, this black, this white, this all this stuff, it's just political, it's just the enemy because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But I believe that today we're on the right track, buddy. We're on the right track.
Have you ever felt the spirit stronger than today?
No. You know, and I watched the rabbi speak. I watched Paula White speak. I watched the African American. And I saw that and I heard what President Trump said in his speech. I'm telling you right now, we put God first. That has never, ever. That I can remember.
The Democrats were squirming up there?
Look, you're going to squirm. When truth is coming forth, you're going to squirm. Let me say something to you. This has probably been one of the few times I've heard the name Jesus Christ mentioned.
Amen.
In inauguration as much as it was mentioned today. And not mentioned out of fear or intimidation, but with confidence and boldness it was mentioned because people realize that the only way this America that we serve, that we love, is going to be back on top again like it's supposed to be and be great again is that we put God first.
Yeah. Well, even foreign leaders throughout history have marveled the quote, luck of America or Providence. Bismarck said, God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America. So, well, God bless you. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it. God bless you. Thank you for what you do.
Don't you say something, sir?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Do you play this?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born. This is the heart of 1776. You're a white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
relationship from the beginning. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot of Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. David Knight and the rest of the great crew are there in studio. I'm going to talk to a few more people out here on the street, and then I'm going to go get a little bite to eat, and then I'm going to be back on. I really need to focus, write some notes, and just be very humble, because this is a very special time. The evil that was getting ready to unfold, you thought things were already evil? They were about to launch the full evil. Total takeover of the media, arresting patriots, torturing us, I mean, the whole nine yards. And it was so horrible that even the intelligence agencies just said, we can't do this. This is crazy. It's like a comic book of evil. I mean, it's so evil. You see movies, you read history books, both fiction and nonfiction. You think things like this can't really be happening. Chill till you see it happen. And we saw a guy trying to get three llamas in this morning, past Homeland Security. And it's like, we had to take photos out there. No one would believe it. I'm going to put those up later. It's like, I look at a bomb in the llama or something. I mean, it's just so much. My point is, crazy stuff's going on. Roger Stone shows up in a huge top hat. He's been poisoned by polonium. I mean, we're living in crazy times. To the left, the right, all points of the compass, it is wild. Sir, tell us who you are and tell us what you think about this today. Yeah. Good to meet you.
Sir. Nice to be here and nice to see you. And my name is Philip Thomas. I'm a naturalized American citizen. I lived in many parts of the world. I lived in Muslim countries. And I know how human rights are being violated. And people of other religions are treated like dirt. And this country is a great country. For the past 8 years, we had a nightmare with Obama. And that nightmare is over today.
Amen.
Yeah. 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 As that the other brother, the African-American brother said, a lot of quotation he gave from the Bible. You read Daniel chapter 2. You will find God is the installer and God is the remover of kings. Today, God had installed Mr. Trump as the president of this country.
That's right. We voted, but nothing the enemy could do worked. It all turned against it was providence.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the providence I've experienced.
You know, my heart bleeds when I see the young people are supporting Democratic Party, which is directionless. And now, you know what's happening with Democratic Party? They're trying to take Keith Ellison as the chief, and he is an Islamist. He wants to destroy the United States. And Americans should wake up. If you don't wake up, you will be in your slumber, and your slumber will lead to death. The war, Muslims have divided the world into two parts, Darul Harb and Darul Islam. Where Islamic rule is there, it is known as Darul Islam, which means House of Islam. And where there is no Islamic rule, it is known as Darul Harb, which means House of War. And the House of Islam should wage constantly war against the House of War, which is Darul Harb. Now, America is considered as Darul Harb by the Darul Islam, and they are waging a war against us. Jihad is the weapon they are using.
Could you believe, though, that in Europe and here, they actually sold out, and Brennan, as the head of the CIA, is a hardcore Wahhabist, and that this has been put up with?
Yeah, and so we have to be careful, and Alex Jones is doing a great job. I've been watching his videos on YouTube, and my son, who lives in India, always calls and tells me, don't neglect Alex Jones' views. It's very important, and it will save America. And I'm so glad.
There's a huge listeners in India.
Yeah, of course you have. And day after tomorrow, I'm flying to India. And I'm going to be an ambassador for Mr. Trump.
Well, great, but enough about me. Talk about where you see the country going.
Pardon?
Enough about me. I mean, talk about where you
see. Oh, sorry, yeah. So we have to be very careful about the Islamic agenda. You know, they say Muslims are all good. Oh, let them be good at home. Okay? But they want to destroy the United States. Outside the United States, they said, America is a devil. But here they say, God bless America. It's taqiyya. There's an Arabic, the Muslim doctrine called al-taqiyya. Lie before your enemy. But hate them in your heart. That's what's happening. So America should wake up and give an answer.
Well, I think America's starting to wake up.
Yes.
If they kill Trump, which I know they're seriously considering doing, I think it'll be an even bigger defeat for them.
I don't think that will happen because our police, our military, our Secret Service, they're all strong.
No,
they're the best.
I agree, but they're going to try, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yes, of course, they'll try, but they try in vain. But Trump will triumph. Jesus will protect, yes. Because God is the installer, and Yahweh has installed Mr. Trump to become the president of this greatest nation and the greatest superpower ever in the history of mankind. So I'm so glad to be here. And if you want some of my views, I can tell you what, you know, America should become strong. A strong America is the one to stop Islamization of this world.
Well, let's talk about this. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at how the globalists are so upset right now. They can tell the tide's turning. Q, I got to get your view. You saw this thing. Get over here. No, you're getting on air. I'm sorry, you're doing it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Here, we'll hear me in the back of his head. What do you think about the situation? Hey, Zimmerman, you get in there. I didn't know Zimmerman was here. Go ahead, Zimmerman. Tell us what you think.
This entire inauguration has been extremely historic, obviously. And just seeing the energy.
Historic.
Completely. Seeing the energy.
A seismic pole shift. A supernova of enlightenment. A tidal release of the Titans of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
The look people had.
The words.
The look people had going in this morning was obviously already high energy, but just leaving today, seeing all the people leaving, they're re-energized. They're rejuvenated and, like, ready to make America great again.
Absolutely. And, again, it's not that the Republican establishment's out to get Trump. I hate the Republican establishment, but so are the Democrats. It's so obvious that he's anti-New World Order and awesome. You're awesome. Come on here on air.
I made it here.
Well, you're awesome.
Oh, my God. I love you.
You're awesome. Here, talk to folks out there.
You.
Come on, son. Here, talk to folks out there.
I have my InfoWars right now.
Here. No, you got InfoWars live. Thank you. You're going to talk to folks.
Oh, my God.
Tell
somebody
us
take
about
a
there.
Picture of me, please.
What do you think about the whole inauguration?
I'm, like, so – I'm, like, my heart is so happy. I just love this. I love Mr. Trump. I met him in 2013. And he is such a good person. And when I found out he was running, I had to run down and fly down to Miami. And he has such a good heart. He is not a racist. He loves this country. And he just wants to unite us, just like he said in the speech. We all bleed red. Every one of us. White, red, white, you know, black, Hispanic, Japanese, whoever you are, we are all red. And we are patriots, and I love Alex Jones because he's the only one I listen to.
Well, thanks for coming. It was awesome. History happened. I was going to bring my son, but it's just too dangerous. They were attacking women. I mean, all of them were coming by bleeding. I go, what goes on? Women on crutches. Old ladies are like, they're beating us up trying to get in. The leftists down there, and I went down there, and they attacked us. I mean, it's just like, what the hell? And they really go, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They're like, Putin's a Nazi. I'm like, it's the Russians. Beat the Nazis, dumbass. They just don't know anything. They just have no historical end. They just believe MSNBC. I'll tell you, only a few thousand of the protesters, millions of people away, and your BS is coming to an end. So, yeah. Yeah. 1776 worldwide. All right, listen, guys. David Knight, you guys can pop in whenever you want here. David, what do you think of all this? Leanne, everybody.
Well, you know, Alex, listening to the preachers that have been there and the other crowd that have been there, I think it's pretty important to go back and look at what Franklin Graham said. You know, he said in the Bible, as he got up and spoke, he said in the Bible, rain is a sign of God's blessing, and it started to rain when you came to the platform.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's real important to look at the massive difference between Donald Trump and Barack Obama. It was Barack Obama who denigrated people, who looked to God, said these bitter clingers with their Bibles and their guns. Well, you know what? Maybe we're better clingers. Not that we're better people, but we're clinging to better things.
Right.
Okay? And what we're seeing here from Donald Trump is someone who is going to honor God, as that pastor said, put God first, look for his blessing. And I think another key thing that we need to look at here, as Donald Trump talked about God, deferred to God as our protector. He also referred to himself only three times in two different sentences, as the Daily Caller points out. And yet we saw just last night, Barack Obama in his final speech to the press referred to himself 45 times, even talked about himself as being no drama Obama. So that's the, you know, that's
75
the difference.
Times in his farewell address, 118 times when he was out stumping for Hillary Clinton. People actually thought he was going to be running for president again because he was talking about himself so much. How refreshing to see Donald Trump say, this is giving the power back to you, the people. It's not about me.
That's right, Leanne. And we're going to go back to you in just a moment. I'm going to get a few more people in here, and I'm going to hand the baton to you guys. And, you ladies want to talk, get ready. But go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Dina. I'm here with Alex Jones. We're celebrating one of the most historic things that ever happened in the United States of America. We actually got the power back to the people. And Donald Trump gave us that power today. And God blessed us. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump today. And I just thank God for you, Alex Jones, for helping to wake so many people up. You don't realize how many people you touched. I've been listening to you for over a decade and been following the truth, and God bless you for...
It's very humbling. Thank you. But God bless you guys for being involved and not letting the media bully you into your submission. Ladies, who was it wanted to talk from Pennsylvania? Great job.
Thank you. Great job.
Stop, please.
God bless you.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to say something to these ladies. What's happening here is the globalists got so delusional that all their hate and all their lies and all their disinfo didn't turn people the way they thought it turned them away from them. Mm-hmm. They have become insane, and they can't admit they're failing on every front. And Trump has said he's changed the last few years. I have too, but so has everybody else. It's like the 100 monkey thing. If you want to not believe in spirit or sixth sense, or that's been proven, it's that they'll have like an island with monkeys 20 miles away, the same species. And as soon as a certain number of monkeys on one island learn something, they don't know why, suddenly the other ones 20 miles away learn it. And so there's something going on, and it's like it's the invisible human internet. Mm-hmm. And so right now, Trump is growing too. And Trump is, imagine all the stuff he's getting hit by in the discernment. And he's asking God for providence and to lead God and direct him. Imagine what he's going to be given. Just as George Washington grew with all the discernment he was given. Come on, ma'am. Come on in here. Whoever wants to get in here. And I'm going to hand the baton over right now for the next 15 minutes. David Knight, you guys will be over in a minute. Come on in here, sir. Ma'am, you want to talk? Go ahead. Right. Whoever wants to talk, just jump in.
Okay. I just want to say it's an amazing experience being here and finally having previous regime end and be, given the truth and a new light by Alex and all the people in the new media. And an unabashed plug, DNA of Force, buy a true selenium. Please buy the products. They're fantastic. And, I know you don't plug enough. And so just buy and support the freedom. We're crushing the old stream media, and it's a new dawn. It's a new era. It's exciting. I can't believe it's over.
And I like that, the old stream.
It's the era of the people. It's the era of a new America.
So. Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. All right, guys. If anybody else, I'm going to hand the baton back to our crew. All right, run on in here. Come on in.
So, I'm a college student. I just want to say it's been incredible to watch how much the political landscape has changed in the last couple of months. Just being able to express yourself has been something that we've been unable to do, because as soon as you say something, you're labeled. You're attacked, and it's a way of controlling our speech, and it's a way of controlling us. And it's just been a political correctness that has completely destroyed academia. I mean, it's been an utter nightmare.
It's meant to destroy free thought, absolutely.
Well, and it's important that we start fighting back, because that's all we have. We need to be autonomous and independent, and we need to think analytically and critically. And if we do that, we'll be more informed.
Hey, I love you guys. I got to roll out.
Thank you so much.
You guys. Okay. Great job. Come on, I love you.
Can I just have one picture?
All right, anybody else want to say something?
I just want to say one thing real quick.
Go ahead.
Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, Southeast Regional Office, and I worked against the GOP to support Trump. There were a lot of people that were just not on board for Trump where I work, and it was all volunteer. We grassroots Pennsylvania, so...
Good job.
PA for Trump.
Yay.
All right, thank you. Anybody
else
want
to talk?
They
had to work against people in their own party.
Oh, yeah. Well, continue.
How's it going? This is Glenn Zarmanov reporting live from Washington, D.C. We Are Change New Jersey, Jersey City for 9/11 Truth. I've been in the info war since 2001, since I found Alex Jones. Of course, I was already awake to 9/11 Truth before that because I'm a 9/11 eyewitness. You can please check out my YouTube channel, Glenn Zarmanov, GlennZarmanov, and you can find the 5 terabytes that came out in 2010, declassified from NIST, that they withheld intentionally, 5,000 gigabytes of previously kept secret videos and photos from 9/11 that proves the whole thing is an inside job. Before we had speculation and conjecture, now we have 5 terabytes. Please check it out, Glenn Zarmanov.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, guys, I'm running low on batteries, so maybe like 2 more people, and then we'll have to get to end it. But here's another fine fellow who came up. Here you go, sir.
Oh, hi. I'm Will Cody. I was just walking down there from the rally, right, coming over here. And these Antifa guys, or I don't know what, they're wearing black, had like bandanas on, you know, all black. They're carrying a big flag, like a hammer and sickle on it. And they spit on me. It's terrible. They're all radicalized there. People are terrible.
They're disgusting.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Wow. Well, it looks like the crowd has dissipated as soon as Alex Jones walked off. And
So I'm going to throw it back to you guys. I'm running low on battery anyways. This is Rob Dew reporting from just outside the Capitol's right over there, and that's where they swore in Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States. Hey, do you want to say anything?
Close it out. InfoWars. The InfoWarriors are out in force today. It's great to be here with like-minded people walking around. Just the energy is incredible.
Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous.
I'm speechless. I really can't.
Give me a good laugh like you did last time.
Oh, man. I hope I wasn't too obnoxious.
I met this guy last night outside the Deplorable. Anyway, here, I'm going to swing this around.
Well, do go get some battery power, because I can't wait to hear all about what happened last night at the Deplorable. So.
Yeah, I didn't quite make it in, but I did get some stuff outside. It was interesting. Talked to a lot of people who were victims. Gavin McGinnis did fit with some people.
Do you have a very short cameraman?
Tilt that camera up a little bit.
There you go. Lean it back. He's not looking at the right side. There you go.
Got a talking mouse,
I have two cameras going at once. The Warhammers. Actually, I have three. I have a 360 camera going as well. So I just took out my earpiece. I can't hear you. I'm going to throw it back to the Central Texas Command Center. This has been Rob Dew, Alex Jones, and a whole host of other good-hearted patriots here of every race, color, and creed here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, watching Donald Trump become the 45th president of the United States. And let's MAGA out there, people. We'll see you next time.
And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, without proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We're here in Austin, and of course, you just saw Alex Jones with the crowd in Washington, D.C. We have our reporters, Rob Dew and others, are there in Washington covering the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. And, of course, he was sworn in at noon Eastern time. We're going to play that for you at the top of the hour again in case you missed that. He's now the 45th president, and we saw these pictures of Donald Trump signing all these papers. And I kept saying, what is he doing? Is he signing executive orders or whatever? He had said he was going to sign, quote, some very meaningful documents, unquote, and it looked like he was going through a real estate signing, buying a house, something that Donald Trump is certainly no stranger to, but it was more significant than that. From what we understand, at least one of those documents was to allow General Mattis to become Secretary of Defense because there was a delay on that, that he had not been out of the Army for the requisite amount of time, so they changed the law. Donald Trump has now signed that, so it clears the way for General Mattis. Now, before we go back and cover some more of what is happening on site, I just want to remind you that we have an exclusive limited edition lithograph of President Trump. This is 16 by 20. It's just $19.95, and you can see a picture of this on the site. This is the official RNC portrait artist, the same guy who did that iconic drawing of Ronald Reagan in the cowboy hat. It's a very detailed. We have this framed here in the hallway. At the office, it is a very beautiful, very detailed portrait of Donald Trump, and you can find that 1995 limited edition exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we still have our Make America Healthy Again, I guess we could call it, our 2017.
Make Our Bodies Great Again.
Yeah, Make Our Bodies Great Again. our 2017 sale, where we put many of our best-selling items on sale, 20 to 30% off, items like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, those are all 30% off. At 20% off, we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 liquid supplement, very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate. That is 20% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep formula, is 20% off. So you'll find those sales at InfoWarsLife.com, and that's going to be ending this weekend. But joining it is the InfoWars Select Storable Food. We have put our Select Storable Food on sale at 30 to 40% off. Now is a great time for you to stock up. You never know. It doesn't have to be a catastrophe, a political or geopolitical catastrophe to need storable food. Just look at what happened with the winter storms we saw this last week, the empty shelves. That's something that you can also do to level out the price of your food. We may have price surges at various times, or the price of food may go up. These last for 25 years. Made in America, no GMO, great packaging, and you can reseal that once you open it. Again, take a look at our offerings there for InfoWars Select Storable Food. They are now discounted 30 to 40% off. It's a way you can support us, support our crew, as we go to cover these events like we have Alex Jones and the rest of our reporters in Washington, D.C. Leanne, we've got the Directors Guild of America. Of course, we had one of the people that they were talking to in the crowd there who was a college student and said it was great that Donald Trump had opened things up so that he had shut down the political correctness, which is really nothing but censorship. And we see an example of this with the Directors Guild of America sending around an email and saying somebody is bullying and threatening us over Donald Trump. This is neo-McCarthyism. This is political correctness. These are the neo-cold warriors, like you see Robert De Niro pushing to say, we're going to shut this guy down. We've got to come after Trump. Trump is a bully. He's a raging bull and so forth. These are people who want war. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it for what it is. They want war. They're pushing for war. They're pushing for a Cold War. Absolutely irresponsible to see these people who all their lives have been telling us, no, we don't want war, backing this president who gave us seven wars and a new Cold War.
Mm. Oh, well, and obviously people at CNN got the memo because they like to put the side-by-side photos. Boy, he's campaigned on his large crowds, but seems to be smaller than his predecessor. And, of course, they're using photos from 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We're going to have a replay for you. Donald Trump being sworn in. I guess in Hollywood, black lists matter, don't they? That's what they're going to come after. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Men